Blog Talk Radio. Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains is a show that will break generational curses that are holding our youth and families in bondage. It's freedom time.
Freedom time.
You're now listening to Breaking Chains with your host, Minister Roderick Williams.
Peace and blessings. God bless you all. Good evening. Good evening. I bid you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Good evening. I pray all is well with everyone out there in podcast radio world. We're just going to move on forward. We got a lot going on, so let's not even hesitate on this. Pastor Gant, can you open up with prayer, please?
Glory to God. The Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, thanking you for yet another day. Father God, we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. Father God, we ask that right now as this radio broadcast go forth, that souls be saved, that yokes be broken, and that in the name of Jesus Christ, we send forth your word into the world, that those that hear might be saved in the name of Yahshua, your son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank
Amen.
God.
Amen. 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 Good evening and welcome to Breaking Chains. It's the Mighty Men of Valor and the P31 ladies coming together in unity. It's time to get this show started. Let's get it started, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
No, the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing.
Cause I refuse to.
I'ma step and press. You know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
of depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up, yeah. Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough, yeah. The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord, battle with the sword and always stand tall, yeah. You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. Grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why I'm running for him like I'm power talking. Look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pier. He's my mighty battle axe, so I ain't got nothing to fear.
Hey.
Don't need no mattress, I'm a falcon in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
Devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift them up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression.
No.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome, patience to run this race.
Yeah.
Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united, the devil won't us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body.
Woo.
I'ma give it my all, that's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God. Nothing.
Hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed. Allow the spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
The trouble's on the way. That's something you can't avoid.
No.
I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the
sing my praise. I'ma lift the microphone and with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Welcome back to Breaking Chains. It might have been the battle of the P31 ladies. P31 ladies together. That's the battle cry going out tonight. We come together. It's serious out here, y'all. It is very serious. It's very serious. I'm Pastor Rob. We got up here tonight. The Faithful Five, we come together. We come to lay it down. And I tell you, I'm going to introduce everybody. So I got to put it out here like this. We have a very special guest on the line tonight. Our overseer is here and present tonight, so I have to start there first tonight, and I have to just start right there. Apostle York is on the line with us tonight. Good evening, Apostle. How you doing this evening? God bless you, and thank you for joining us tonight, and good evening to you, ma'am.
Good evening.
God bless
I'm just
you.
Blessed to be a part to come and serve, and I thank you for inviting me. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for
Amen.
Being here with us tonight, Apostle. Thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. So Radio Land, I know you probably wondering how can he be so wild like that and got his apostle on, because my apostle, she knows all about her pastor. She knows how I am. So she knows that I'm just radical like that. So we gonna still do what we do. So it's okay. She knows, so I got permission to be me. I got permission to do what we do, y'all. The apostle is here, so we got permission to still cut up. And our other overseers on the line, good evening, Pastor Gant, sir. How are you this evening?
Glory to God. I'm happy to be here, Pastor. How you doing?
Doing good,
Amen.
Sir. Doing wonderful, wonderful.
To your apostle.
Oh, we got our new member of the family on the air with us tonight, y'all. Y'all here in the background?
Excuse me, y'all. I apologize.
We got our new member of the family. Oh, it's okay. All right. We also have on the air tonight our Minister Jackson calling out of Ohio. Good evening to you, sir.
Praise the Lord. Good evening to everyone. To God be the glory.
God bless Amen. You. God bless you. God bless you. We also got Minister Yasher, Young Yasher. How you doing out there, sir? Out there in Texas. How are you out there, sir? God bless you.
I'm good. Praise him. How y'all doing?
All right.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. Pastor Zena is at conference tonight, so she's not with us tonight. So let's go ahead and just jump in, y'all. Here's something I want to bring up, our first topic, before we move on. Everybody, let's be mindful of our responses tonight. We have, you know, everybody gets a chance to respond, and I'm saying this to myself too, because, you know, we get excited and we just gonna let the Holy Spirit take over. So I'll leave it like that. here's the first thing. These young babies, that lost their lives, and our children. They're getting younger and younger, and something that the apostle always says to us is that, you know, we have to stay in this word and do God's business, because something that she says to us is that they're not falling sick, they're falling dead. God is calling them out of here. And one thing about our children, look how young these babies were. So something about that is that we send our prayers and our condolences to those families, man, because that is very heartbreaking. So we definitely lift them up in the name of Jesus, and that the Holy Spirit will continue to comfort their hearts and console their minds, because that's a mental thing too, to go through. And, you know, because, you know, all of us have grandbabies, we have children, little babies and little children around us in our families. So here's something for you. As a community, what do we do as a community, as a body, to combat against a situation like this? And I want to start with the apostle, because our apostle is definitely going to be like Pastor Gant, too. One great thing is that they're gonna tell us like it is, and like we all do. And Apostle, as the body, what is it that we need to do as a community, as the body, to take care of our children better, and especially our babies?
It should be taught from the pulpit, but so many people are not coming to church. The church has a great falling away, so we should take it to the streets and bring the word and bring the love of God to the streets to teach and instruct the people how to serve God, how to seek his face. It's time for the church to come together, not a denomination, but a people that love the Lord to serve him and to serve his people. And so we need to go out into the hidden highways as we do. Present the love of God and show people that an excellent way, and that way is Jesus. Let our light so shine that others know the God that we serve, and instruct and give instructions and corrections on how to be a good parent, a good father, a good Christian, serving God. Because if you serve God with all your heart, soul, mind, and body, then you serve your family, you love your family. It's seeking God first. It's time to seek God like never before. And we as leaders must go out and compel men, women, and boys and girls to come to Christ, to show that love and exalt and bless one another.
Amen. Pastor Gant, same thing, sir.
Glory to God. I think that we have to put God first in everything that we're doing. As the apostle was saying, that we as parents, we got to go back to the old ways.
Amen.
Okay. Y'all remember the days when grandmama used to be sitting on the porch, and Miss Toot used to be sitting across the way over there, and when us children walked by them. We might have been playing on our way, but when we walked by them, we straightened up. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, each one gotta reach one, each one gotta teach one. We gotta go back to the old way. We gotta start watching out for our community. That means when we started doing the neighborhood watch out in Cobb County, look at here. We all knew what time we was getting off of work. We all took our time to sit on the porch. Others cruised around in their cars. We can take our community back, but we got to be active about taking it back. And the most important thing we got to do now is watch over these children. So I'm going to hold the family responsible, okay? I'm going to hold all those friends responsible, because let me tell you something. If there's trouble in a family, and a parent is being abusive, or something is going wrong for the protection of our children, somebody know about it. There's a best friend that know about it. There's a mama that know about it. Yeah, there's some mamas that know that these children are being abused out here and being mistreated or whatever. And there's some aunties and some uncles and some people that's around us that know. And we need to take accountability for our community, and we can do that just like we did in the past. All right.
Amen. I do agree with that. I do agree with that. Minister Laquina, are you ready yet? You in the back?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Why don't you?
Yes, sir.
That wonderful baby there. Amen.
The question was, what is it that we could do in the communities to change what's going on?
Yeah, what do we need to do to take back the community to protect our children and our babies?
I say one, a lot of prayer. It's really tough for the intercessors, the prayer world. I can't stress that enough in this hour. We need a lot of prayer. We need a lot of leaders of the community to step up. And the leaders of the community is the church. Everybody is not going to come in the four walls, like my apostle said just a minute ago. And it's really time for a lot of leaders to hit the street and not just hit the streets throwing the Bible at everybody, but like her and Apostle Gass said, showing love and how you show love, meeting people at their needs. Because if someone hungry, they can't receive you right now. They hungry. You see what I'm saying? If somebody is stressing about their bills, they ain't going to be able to receive us right now because they're stressing about their bills. We have to get to the mindset of the people. The mindset. And allow God to transform and change things. But we got to be the walking epistle. We got to be the walking Bible. The light that sit up on a hill. We have to be that in this hour. And it's a dangerous, strange hour that we in right now, but it's the best hour for the church that I say. This is the hour where we can let the world know God is still alive. He's still doing miracles. He's still the same as yesterday and today and forevermore, y'all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's good. Minister Yasher.
Praise him. Shalom. Shalom, everybody. Honor to all of the guests on the line. So the question is, what are we going to do with these babies? I'm always going to tell you about a Bible verse, to be honest with you. But if you want to do something for them, how about we do something for our community? Go to your library, print you off a sheet, and go say hi to your neighbors. And get an understanding of everybody that's on your block, you know. And then say, hey, I just got some extra food stamps, whatever the case may be. I'm just barbecuing. Won't y'all come over and meet me and let me meet you and let we be a family again? Because that's what we really talk about. The reason why Pastor Gant couldn't do these things when he walked by those elders, because them elders knew each other. And them families knew, I know you, boy. I remember your mama when they used to work at this job and we worked together at the same time. And so I know you, and I spank your behind just like your mama would because I know you. I can change you.
That's right.
That is how you fix them children, plain and period. We walk in a day-to-day where you can't say nothing to somebody else. That's not my baby. You a lie because I remember when you needed some food and you came to my house and I gave you some stamps and we went in and got you some eggs and some bacon for you to feed them children. So now I put my invested love and time and effort in you because it takes a village to raise a child, and we are not a village again. And government systems has told you not to love on me, and now you got little kids shooting each other, not realizing they cousins. If you would only get out your own house, knock on the door next door to you, not when it's not an emergency, and get to loving your block and your community. And once that happens, guess what? Because listen, you in your house, when your kids is outside playing, guess who they playing with? The neighbors. Now you don't know why this girl pregnant with this kid and all that. You don't know these kids. You ain't walked outside. You ain't loved the people who next to you. So if we want to do something special for these children, it is going to take fasting. It is going to take prayer. It is going to take teaching them the word. But first, let's be a family. Let me know who you is, son. Hey, you ain't got no mom or dad in your house. Well, listen, we doing tutoring. My son is really good at math here, and he's tutoring some of the kids in the neighborhood. Once you come over, I'm already barbecuing some stuff outside. Ask your mama, let me come to your house and shake her hand, let her know, baby, I live three blocks away. I only live down the house. That's my yellow house right there. Now we just became a what? A community again. So now when the parents know each other, what's going to happen to the children? The children are going to know each other again. What's that going to immediately do? Immediately stop half the fights and arguments and the this and the that and the problem in the community. They have told us not to be who we are. And because of that, our children are falling by the wayside. So I don't want to be long, but I know how to fix the children problem real easy. Have the parents love on each other. Get to know each other on your block. Then all of a sudden, all the children on that block is now cool. Throw a block party. Y'all can't come together with some group funding. Each family get five. If it's 10 families on a block and each family get $5, 5 times 10 is 50. That's $50 worth of food. You can get charcoal, $50 worth of hot dogs and hamburgers, and just say, hey, I love you. We live on the block. All them children going to go where the family, where the parents go. The parents not coming. Now you got a group of children that are all, hey, I go to the same school. Hey, you in my class. Hey. Here we go. Now you create love. Now you create family again. So I think that'll fix all this children stuff. Then when you're there, pray. Oh, man, that prayer was good. What church y'all go to? We go to this. We go to that. It's networking, basically. You got to network, and when you create that network, you're going to create relationships and bonds with them children. Now you can give them the word instead of being churchy.
oh, the Lord said this. They're not trying to hear you.
Right.
They're not trying to hear because they want to see the church in you, not hear the church in you. And they can see
that's
that
good.
When they come over and you show that love and help somebody. So that's what I got, sir.
That's
what I feel to help.
That's good. That's good. That's real good.
Amen.
That's good. That's
Amen.
Good. Amen. Amen. Minister Jackson.
Amen.
God be the glory. I mean, you know, when the body of Christ comes together, we are on of one accord. And everything that has been said, you know, we all thank you. We have to stop talking. We have to stop waiting on the next person to do something. You know, we have that mindset, well, I'm going to wait to see what Joe going to do. And that's the problem. We waiting to see what the other person is going to do when we need to boot up, step up, and do what God has called us to do. I can't worry about what going on across the street. I got to step up and start doing what God has chosen me to do. You know, it's time to stop just talking, just like Pastor Gant said on last week. It's time to stop playing church. You know, the church is one body. It's one body, the body of Christ. Okay, if the arm, just like the natural body, if the arm is hurting, we gotta make note and take care of that arm because it affects the whole body. It affects the whole body. So if anyone in the, just like Brother Yasha was just saying, if anybody in the community is hurt, it's time to step up as a community and take care of that part that is ailing. Too many people are pointing the finger. Too many people are sitting back watching to see what's going to happen, what the next person is going to do, instead of stepping up and doing what God has called you to do. Don't be a part of the problem. Be a part of the solution. It's time for us to be a part of the solution. It's time to stop waiting. It's time to stop pointing the finger. It's time to say, hey, what you going to do, man? You going over there? No, if he ain't going over there, I'm still coming. I'm going to bring, just like my brother said, I'm going to bring some poking beans, some weenies. We're going to chop it up, and we're going to get this family fed. We're going to get this need met. It's time to, you know, we pass by people every day.
That's right.
People shouldn't have to ask for anything. When we call ourselves men and women of God, we have that gift of the discernment to see what's going on. People shouldn't have to ask for a handout. We should be willing to give that handout because we already know what's going on because the Holy Spirit has identified it and revealed it to us. But we're waiting on the next person. Forget that. It's time to do what we have been called, chosen, predestined, justified, and glorified to do by the Almighty God. He will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. It's not, if my cup runneth over, it should run over in your cup. And your cup should run over in the next man's cup. It should be a continuous flow of God's overwhelming blessings. It's time to stop talking about I, me. It's time to stop talking, period. Our actions speak louder than words. You can talk game all day, but what are you going to do about it? It's time to start doing. We hear the word. It's time to start doing the word. That's all I have.
Amen. 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 That's good because, and you know what, my statement on that is that all of that, if you compress all of what you all have said together, you know what I'm saying? We have taken back our communities. We have made our hoods back into the neighborhood. You understand what I'm saying? We have brought families back together. We have set the blueprint once again of how to bring families back together, because a lot of them don't know how to do that again. A lot of them don't know about that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because they have lost that. A lot of them don't know about that because it wasn't passed down. Because a lot of them. Listen, here's the unfortunate, because there's some unfortunates too. A lot of them just said, the heck with it. We don't care no more. You know what I'm saying? So those are ones that we have to go into those communities. We have to go to those people and where some don't want to go. So we have to face those issues. And that leads to my next concern. My brothers and sisters, and to the overseers tonight, and I may get a little heated with this one, and please forgive me up front. I went to a meeting last night here in Mobile, Alabama. And the meeting was between the Mobile Police Department, Chief of Police, and some of the, what do you want to call, some doctors, ADA, psychologists, and some other people had a community forum here at Murphy High School in Mobile, Alabama. I went to this meeting. I wanted to hear what was going to be discussed at this community forum for the community, as they said, right? And I went to this meeting at around 20 minutes, supposed to start at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, maybe about 20 minutes till 7, quarter till 7, it got started because they were waiting on people to get there. At about that time, they started. When I tell you that there were maybe 50 to 75 people there in the city of listen to me now, in the second largest city in the state of Alabama, Mobile County. Did you hear what I said? The second largest city in the state of Alabama, Mobile County. There were 50 to 75 people at this meeting. And there was one preacher in the meeting that I know of. And that was me. So, in me saying that to you, how do you propose that our communities are going to be fixed when city leaders are looking out from a stage to an audience and see no one out there that says, I care enough about my community that I'm coming to a meeting to speak up for my community? Did you hear what I said? One preacher. One. So me being emotional about this right now, Lord, help me, please, Jesus. No one cares enough about a community that you can go and confront these people and ask what's going on. Why are you profiling our young black males? Why are you taking our money from our black communities? Why are you tearing down our black communities' homes and moving them to a different community and gentrification? Why are you doing one mile to ship them off 1 mile at a time? And you sitting on stage admitting this to us? So my question is, I heard this with my own ears, y'all, them admitting this to me and saying maybe it's something mental going on. So not only are we bad people, but maybe we just doggone crazy too. And we're not there to defend ourselves, as they tell us that they are actually gentrification is going on, and you sit there and admit it to me? And when I ask questions, you get upset with me. Because I ask questions. So I'm going to start with my brother, Minister Yasha. So what do you do in a situation like that, my brother?
It's real simple. It's that same thing we're talking about. See, the government lies to you. They are the government. Control. Ment means mentality. They mind control you into doing stupid things. So they doing all that because, yeah, we are out of our mind, and we don't know what the law is and what the law ain't.
You don't realize that all the people sitting on them, all the boards can be removed at any time. If you would only do what we just said, had you a nice little cookout, and all y'all came together, and then when it came time to figure out when that county votes, vote him clean out of office. But see, because you don't know that, you, my people, this is how you know black people are the children of Israel, because it's only gold for black people. My people perish for the lack of knowing things. You are a fool and an idiot, and you're treated like a fool and an idiot, and they just move you around called gentrification because you don't know how to handle real estate law, because you don't know how to take over a city council. You don't know that you, because of the zip code you live in, can't control everything that they're doing. And because you don't know that, they're going to continue to misuse you, black people. So the goal for you is to find you some books. The library, this is the key on why they put the libraries in every city. See, they give us an opportunity to get out, see. But they don't let you, they beat you and said, I'm going to flog you, and you better not read a book, see. They say, black, you want to hide something, put it in a book, you want to hide it from black people. The other half of that story is they used to beat you to death if you had a book, so you never read. So if we want to put something or do something to you, we'll just put it in the book knowing you won't read it, and then we'll talk junk about you in your community city hall, because we know you'll never figure out when the date is and when they vote for the people who sit at the city hall in Mobile. So we know that you're going to be passive about your own community, about your own future. You must have a mental instability, so we're going to take care of it for you because we know what's best for you. According to our history, it must tell you that white people or white families or even Asian people or any other race except for Israel has a better idea and understanding on what direction the community of Israel should have. So what we going to do is back to the same conversation. You walk down the street of the block you live on right here, right now. If you, like the brother said, you want to create a change, everybody under the sound of my voice, you need to know who two neighbors is by the end of the, before the sun go down tomorrow. You need to know who two neighbors is on your block. Then you figure out everybody on your block. Then you tell them, hey, did you know that they vote for city council on September the 26th in Alabama? Yeah. You know, we can remove this person at any time if we only had 15 people that lived in this county and this district. Yeah, we can stop gentrification cold if we only knew that. So our problem is we just passion from the lack of knowledge. You out of your mind, you don't know who you is. You speak in English and that ain't your original language. And until you get all this stuff and information into your head and you get back to the rules and regulations of the word, you're going to always be used and destroyed and kicked on and spit on. So it's real simple, guys. Love your community. Have your community come together and do whatever you want to do with your community. You have forgotten that you have the number one buying power in the whole entire world. The whole world make money off America. How does America make money? Off black men and black women playing football. Do you know you can control that city right now? You control the police. You didn't know that. But take all your sons, daughters right now. Every black woman under the sound of our voice living in the city of Mobile. Take all your sons and don't play football one season and watch how the whole city ball and bend to your knees and apologize. You know, we so sorry. Why don't you just send your sons back here on the football field, seeing as in football is the number one income for our high schools. Seeing as in we need them to sell drugs, because if they don't sell drugs, we ain't got nobody to put in jail. See, the whole system is on your back. But until you learn that, you can always be a victim of not understanding what's going on. So the moment we get to loving on our communities, loving on our blocks, loving on our children, we're going to always be a servant to somebody who's weaker than you. So
wait a minute.
Just think about it. Look it up. Google it. That's all I got, sir.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Apostle. Apostle?
Oh, yes. I'm here.
Yeah, you up.
About the meeting last night, first of all, it showed that the leaders was not concerned. All the many, I must say, mega churches in Mobile, even the people, the children that went to that school, parents didn't show up. So that shows a lack of complacency and not caring. So as they have to be encouraged to be concerned about the community, their own community that they live in. Now, I know my neighbors, and they know me. I've only been here 2 years. I try
Lord
to.
Lord Jesus, praise God.
Mm-hmm. They know me. So it's the heart. You have to be concerned about your own family and others. First of all, if you don't love God, how can you love your neighbor?
Hmm.
So they showed a lack of concern, because if nobody has heard it, but they should have, the school, the parents should have been there. But that showed a lack of disinterest for their own family, for their own school, their own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
To be informed, to know what's going on. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. Too busy to care about your school, your community. I'm talking about the leaders. I'm not talking about the regular people. Leaders should be informed so we can inform the people. Pastors, leaders should be informed so they could take it back to the church and take it to the people or to the community that you live in. So they were not concerned until they understand that things are not going to get any better. Just murmuring, complaining is not going to help the situation. We got to become knowledgeable and get involved. That's how things will change. And the church, still, it goes back to prayer, praying, because we can do nothing without Jesus, praying and calling for the leaders, because you got to pray for the leaders to come forth, those that are praying. Because we need godly leaders, not only from the church, but from the government, godly leaders that are concerned about the community that they live in. So, until they get concerned, realize that it's not about just me and mine, that it's about all of us. It's about us coming together as a community. Then things will change.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Minister Laquina, what do you feel about that? About that meeting?
The lackness of the people coming in and supporting the, we as a people are very distracted in this hour. With it's like it's a big hype, and the Bible talks about the delusion. We as a people are focused on a lot of stuff that really is not important, and that's why when it comes down to important things, we as a culture is not there, because we're so distracted by the hype that's out here. We're in a very, very, the time we in is very, I don't know the words to put it, but it's just a really messed up time. But it, like Apostle says, the Bible fulfilling itself. We have to really, because like, y'all know what, well, everybody don't know what we do, but as my brother was talking, we go out in the communities, and that's just what we do. You know, we barbecue, we come in to cultivate that community. We come and we meet that community at its need, and to just exhort Jesus Christ and let God do the glory and help different ones. But that's just not enough. You see what I'm saying? We have to get in depth to help people who can't read, to help people really get a transformation in mindset, because change can't come if you don't change your mindset. So we got to slow down, and then we have to find tactics to really get to the people's mindset. The mindset to see it's a better way. It's a better way than what you're doing. I know you're working 2 or 3 jobs, Mom, but it's a better way. Your child is doing whatever. You don't know what's going on in the school. We're distracted by so much of stuff in this world system to keep going to where we're missing what's so important. And that's our future. I remember back in the 80s, it was a song called "We Headed for Self-Destruction." And here we is now, 2019. In destruction, of our generation of children. You see what I'm saying? They was warning us back in the 80s that
That's
we were
right.
headed for self-destruction.
That's
because
right.
of the world today, the system. The system has bamboozled the black community. But the mindset is so messed up. If we ain't got the Jordans, if we ain't got this, if we ain't got that, they think we on top of the world with the Jordans and the $100 clothes and the hats and all this dumbness. To where we're not focusing on where the whole community should have been at that meeting last night. So they can really see the transition. And we ain't teaching our children how to vote. We ain't teaching our children to be that person sitting on that board, that council member, that president. Nobody, we ain't teaching our children this here. Because we distracted with the hype. We got to pray for the mindset of the people. We got to slow down. Even the church today, we got to slow down and ask God to give us fitly spoken words on what to pray for. And then target it. Then we can feed and have enjoyment time. But we got to teach our people to become fishers of men. When you teach someone to save, they family, they self, their community. And we can teach, like Apostle Dan said, each one teach one. Then it'll be successful. We do the hot dogs and we do that every month. We come and bring big speakers, big grills, feed plenty. And I'm grateful only one or two or three get saved. I'm grateful for that. I ain't complaining about it at all. Because the Bible says, he who has an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. People got to have an ear to hear the Spirit of the Lord even calling them. And then the land is so wax cold, the Bible said, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Sometimes people hear God's voice out here in this world. They don't even know how to humble down. Just let them in. I know you've been through a lot, but just let him in. He's going to change it. It's the mindset. The enemy, it's the mindset. That's all I can say. I ain't going to put nothing else out there in the airway. But the people mindset. We got to get to the mind. And it's got to be through the word of God. Because he the one to transform the mind. We got to catch
Amen.
The worldwide right. They right. It's time for us to catch them.
That's right.
We catch them. And some anointing and power. The anointing and power. Then the food.
Man,
that's it. I'm done.
Okay. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. It's right. Time is right. Throw your bait out there. It's all right. They biting. Fishers of men. Minister Jackson.
Oh, my God. You know, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. You know, you have in Mobile, Alabama, my hometown, you know, you have all these preachers that stand in the pulpit every Sunday preaching unity, preaching community, preaching togetherness. But behind closed doors is that I, me, and my mentality. You got a meeting. You got all these preachers in Mobile, Alabama. You got a meeting where they can come together and unify. You know, so you telling me, you at a meeting last night, you were the only pastor there. So just what if? I'm going to just throw out, what if these five people that's on this broadcast right now wreaking havoc in hell, got the devil shaking in his boots, he's nervous, he's afraid, he's running. What if we were there? What if we were there? Can you imagine how it could have turned out, you know? You got so many people, they talking a good talk, you know, but they're talking about the wrong thing. They're talking prosperity, entrepreneurship, yes, which is fine. Have no problem with that all as well. But in its perspective place, you can't prosper. You can't run no business in hell, because that's where so many are going, because they're leading God's sheep astray because of the almighty dollar. You're talking a good talk, but you're talking about the wrong thing. That it just by what took place with that small child, that place should have been overrunning, and not just with leaders, but with everybody. You know, we're talking all this talk on Facebook. We're talking all this talk. We're blaming God for everything. But it's some things that God requires of us. It's some things that God has equipped us, tooled us, sent us, chosen, called, predestined, justified, glory. It's some things that God has given us that we can do on our own. But when the rubber hits the road, the first thing they want to say is, how can God allow this to take place? How can you sit back? How can you sit back, claim to be what you're claiming to be, but yet won't show up? You won't show up until the news cameras are there. You don't come out until somebody's going to pat you on the back. You know, people are in dire straits year-round, not just Thanksgiving hanging out some turkeys, not just Christmas hanging out some turkeys. You know, people are in need year-round. And you really mess with my spirit when you said you were the only pastor there out of all these so-called wannabe big wigs, you know, that want to talk the talk. But when it's time to put up a shut up, they shut up. They shut up. They shut up. And the community is suffering because the so-called leaders are just talking. But they're talking the wrong talk. Like my sister said earlier, you know, we're focused on the wrong thing. We're focused on the wrong thing. There's no love. There's no compassion. There's no unity. It's all about I got mine, you get yours. You know. Wow, that really kind of threw me. But we're gonna pray, just like you closed out the broadcast on the other night. And I'm going to say it three times, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. Pray, pray, pray. I'm not trying to badger. I'm not trying to attack. I'm just confronting, because it's time out. It's time out for just talking and pointing the finger. You know, it's time for some action. It's time for some action behind the Word of God. You know, we've sat and it's become complacency. We don't need complacency. We need consistency. We need availability. We need people to come out, like Brother Asher was saying. We need people to be knocking on some doors to inform people what's going on. This is going to be voted for next week. We need you to come out. It's time to come out in numbers. It's time to come out. That's power in numbers. That's power and unity. And when we attach that to the power of God Almighty, wow. And I'm going to throw a couple of more what ifs, just like my brother was saying earlier. What if we put all black money in black banks? What if black money was spent at black businesses? What if these five-star black athletes were going to HBCUs? Do you know we could cripple? Do you know we could just shut down? We could just shut down. We could shut it down. But no one is willing to step forward. No one is willing to take a chance to send their child to Alabama State instead of University of Alabama. You know, no one is willing because they fear he won't get that exposure. But when enough of them go to the Mississippi Valley States, the Texas Southern, the A&M's, you know, the Howards, the Hamptons. When enough of them go, the exposure, the TVs, the money, it's going to come. But it got to start somewhere. It has start somewhere. We talk a good talk, but it's time to walk it. It's time to put up a shut up and walk them. They're just setting up. They're setting up until it's time to be seen. Until it's time to be seen. That's when everybody want to be in front of the camera then.
Amen.
Everybody want to take credit then. But
all right.
Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Lord.
Amen. 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 Pastor Gant, it's on you, sir.
Glory to God. Well, first I want to tell my sister, you know, your labor, my sister, is not in vain. It's not in
Amen.
Vain. When y'all having those events, having the cookouts and doing all that stuff and praying with the people and, you know, what you're doing is so important because you're planting seeds.
Amen.
And glory to God. And if you plant that seed, guess what? It's going to grow. Might not grow right now, but years down the road, it's going to grow. And then guess what those young people going to do? They're going to do just like they seen you doing. They're going to go to the park, and they're going to hold a cookout, and they're going to invite everybody. So keep on pressing on. Keep on pressing on. Don't be weary in your well-doing. God is going to bless it. Okay. When we're talking about the church getting involved in the government business, right? Y'all know I'm with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and y'all know when all of this stuff started happening, you know, I mean, back in 2007, they was killing our boys in the street. I went before the churches, which I sit on the board for the Baptist Ministers Alliance. In Atlanta, you know, we're talking about over 580-some churches, okay? And you know, when I went before them pastors to bring them out, to organize them, because, you know, the church was the one, was the mega force that was responsible for the civil rights movement. So I went back to the church to ask the brothers, hey, y'all, we got to come down to City Hall. We got to pack out City Hall. You know what them brothers were saying to me? Big prominent pastor, Pastor Rod, you done been to Atlanta. You know who I'm talking about. You know how they is. Okay. Look, they said, you know, man of God, we don't need the church business, don't need to be getting into politics. And we don't need to be messing with them. And you know, I looked at them like they were crazy. Okay. All the prophets, you know, went before the king. They went before the king. They got involved in government business. And they said, King, if you don't stop doing what you're doing, the wrath of God is going to come down on you. But it shall come to pass that if you shall obey the will of God, then prosperity is going to come upon you. I don't know where they get this from about the church not being in the government business. But anyway, that's what's happening with that. But another reason why, and this is I'm just joking. I'm just joking, y'all. But there's some truth to what I'm saying. All right. In the book of Acts, the reason why the churches ain't going out there and trying to deal with the world and trying to deal with the evil in the world is this. In the book of Acts, the 19th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse, and God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. And then there was some certain vagabond Jews, I'm going to paraphrase the story, that was out there trying to produce an exorcist, you know, and they were from from the seven sons of CV, the Jew that was the chief priest, and you know what he did? They went out there talking about, you know, trying to cast out spirits, talking about, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches, to come out. and that demon told him in the 15th verse of 19th chapter, he said, hey, Jesus I know.
Jesus I know.
And Paul I know. But who are you? And got up and whooped them. Hey, Brother Jackson, got up and whooped all of them.
He's about to close. And they just running.
So a lot of these so-called men and women of God, they don't want to go out there because they ain't got no power.
So that's a good point there, Pastor Gant. I tell you, I tell you what. So in other words, then y'all. So you know what that means, then. So that means that we need to pray not only for the lost sheep, we need to pray for the so-called people that call themselves leading the sheep, because we have lost sheep, but we have wolves in sheep clothing that God already told us that will be happening. Okay, so we have to make sure that we are sending prayers and praying for these people, because you know what I'm saying? They're still out here going round and round in circles like the children of Israel, being disobedient. Minister Yash is always talking about that. We're always bringing this up on the air about the disobedience. You know what I'm saying? You have to pray to come out of that disobedient era. You know what I'm saying? And pray for the people to come up out of it so that they will start listening and they will start adhering to God's word. You know what I'm saying? God's will, God's ways, and God's work. You know what I'm saying? Not man's. It's about God. It's about God.
Amen.
God. Jesus said, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. He ain't got nobody else to do with it. It's about God. God is God all by himself. He don't need our help for real. You know what I'm saying? However, he did ask for our help because he said he chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us. So we have to make sure that we are making the right choice. He said that we can either choose life or death, but he gives us a nudge to choose life. So you know what I'm saying? We have to make sure that we are ready for this thing. And in Romans 12:2, it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. And I'm reading the New International Version for those out there who do not understand the King James Version. Listen, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You heard what Minister LaQuina said to you. She said the renewing of your mind, it starts in your mind, brothers and sisters. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So you have to renew your mind. Starts in your mind. You know what I'm saying? It's all about your mind. It's a mind thing. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then it can get into your heart. You understand? Then we can get somewhere. Because everything starts with God anyway. It's all about God. Ain't about you. Ain't about nobody else. It's all about God. Because he say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. You can try to keep God out of it if you want to, but God going to get involved in it anyway, regardless of what you say, regardless of what you think, regardless of what you want to think. It's all about God anyway. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to ask one more question, and we're going to get out of here because we're not going to stay on long. We're going to start with the apostle when we come back. And like I said, we're not going to hang out long tonight. Want her to get her rest tonight, and we're gonna do this. Hang on. You're listening to Breaking Chains. It's the Men of Valor and the P31 ladies coming together in unity and in love and talking about what's going on in our community and how we're going to make this community all about love and unity again. Hang on, y'all. 858-357-9137. Check us out on the live stream on blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. Hang on.
I think I'm ready to do this, man. Let us pray. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, because the Lord is with me. My heart goes out to this generation. Every mother, sister, brother, cousin, auntie,
Everyone that lost somebody to these wars that go on our block. Them boys rolled up on them with that sawed off. They hit him, now his body getting hauled off. Now the whole hood crying, we all lost. Trying to prove that we G's, but this is what it costs. A trail of mamas left with tears in their eyes. Another bloody body from a homicide. Have you ever seen a baby look in the eyes? When you tell her that her daddy gonna be dying. And to the newspapers, he's another number. He's number 79 of a bloody summer. The way it's all designed is meant to take us under. But we can't see it though because we Stevie Wonder. We blind. Today, we gotta do something. And the gas people coming tomorrow to feel that anger building, looking at your mom. You hurt because you too young to get a job. But your homie got a gun and he down to rob. Or you can flip a pack, it seem like problem solved. But that's gonna open up the door to bigger problems. You see, we just walking out our father's sin. Cause they ran and they didn't stand to be men. So in return, we learn to be our brothers. The cousins and our mother's people. But why you think the hood dog is called the trap? So who the mice? Cause it's designed to do that. Keep us proud. The whole thing's to take us under. But we can't see it though, because we Stevie Wonder. We blind. For the homies, can't believe that I'ma spend my years without the homie. Now I'm looking down on him like I'ma ride for your homie. Can't look at his mother cuz she's so broken now. Everything over and we start smoking and we start drinking cuz that's how we coping. Now we riding down they block with minivan doors open. Bruh, I know that lie. They fed you cuz they fed me the same thing. That's why I'm here to testify.
Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Welcome back to Breaking Chains. It's the Mighty Men of Valor and the P31 Ladies Night. Locked together in unity and love. What's going on? Pastor Rod's on your radio. Man, I tell you, I got my apostle, my overseer, man. I got the ministers, and we all together, and we locking together. And we just bringing this unity and love to you. And we're bringing some issues and putting it on the table. So we're going to do this right here. I want everybody to just while you're on the other end, I'm going to kick this off. I want you to take a deep breath within yourself, and I want you to talk to the Lord on that other end of that phone right there, and I'm going to come to you. I want you to take a few minutes, and not a long few minutes, everybody. I want you to take a few minutes, and I want the Holy Spirit to use you to talk to the people out there about what's in your heart and what would you say to this crumbling world, because you know what's going on, but you need to tell the people, and God is about to give you something to say to them. I don't know what he's about to give you, but you know what he's about to give you, and I need you to share that to the world. I'm not going to ask you a question. I want you to tell the world what the Holy Spirit is about to give you. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to start this off because I got something in my spirit, and I need you to share it. So I'm going to share mine. I want to say this. I'm going to say that we are in a situation right now where we as the body of Christ, the church, we need to stand up right now. We need to let you know that God is real. We need to let you know that Christ still lives in us, that we are his feet. We are his hands. We his eyes. We his mouth. We are everything that he says that we are. We are a royal priesthood. He says that we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. He said that that's who we are. He said that we are a powerful people. We said that he said that we are anointed people, and we need to show that. He said that we are fishers of men. He sent us out to go and make disciples of all people and to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we need to show that. We need to shut our mouths and start doing it. You understand? The only thing that we need to be telling you is the gospel, sound doctrine. We don't need to be getting into gossip. We don't need to be spreading no profane language. We don't need to be doing nothing that is not of God in front of you, around you, at all. We need to be doing godly duties. We are ambassadors of Christ. We represent the kingdom of God. We need to stop putting ourselves in situations that is not of God. We need to stop worrying about what people are saying about us. If people don't want us around, we don't need to be around them. We just need to pray for them and keep it moving and doing God's work. If people don't want to accept you, let me tell you something. God loves you. God loves you. You are not a mistake. Stop letting people tell you that you are. You understand what I'm saying? If you need help being picked up, let me tell you something. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Open up your heart and let him in. He will come in and he will pick you up. He will comfort you anytime that you need him. He say you have not because you ask not. All you got to do is ask him to come in and he'll be right there for you. He will be right there for you. And at the end of the night, I'm going to get the apostle to open up this line and walk you right on in with us, and you can be welcome into this family, the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm saying? Stop listening to the myth that there is no Jesus. He does exist. He is real. Miracles do work. You understand? He is powerful, and it is real. I want you to know that. I want you to know that. We are passionate about what we do. We love what we do. This is real about what we are doing. This is real. And we're serious about it. And we love everybody out there. This is not a color thing. This is not about color. The only color we know about is the blood that's inside of us. That blood of Jesus, that's red. You understand? But we just start at home. Our home, our side, and all of us, we black people. So we got to clean up around our community first. So take it that way. We got to clean up around home. We got to take care of our community first. We love everybody, but we going to clean up at home first. That's how I look at this. I got to take care of my people first. The scriptures say, my people perish for the lack of knowledge, because we reject the knowledge. And guess what? I got to keep spitting this knowledge and teaching them. So that's what we do. We're here to teach you. So keep spreading the word. Keep telling people that we're here. Breaking chains. Amen. That's what we're doing in your life. God bless you, and we love you. Apostle, I'm going to pass it to you, but I don't want you to go anywhere because I want you to pray us out and open up the doors to discipleship before we get out of here. But I want you to go next.
It's time to seek the Lord like never before. Jeremiah 29:13 said, "You shall seek me and find me when you shall search me with all your heart." It's time for us to get our heart and cry out to God. It's time for us to seek his face. It's time for us, the church, to be a bright light in this dark world, to show love, to show compassion, to call men, women, boys, and girls unto Christ, that they were created for greatness because we were created in the image of Christ to be like Jesus, to look like him, to talk like him, to act like him. So the church, is the people are looking at us. Are we exemplifying Christ? Do we look like Jesus? Do we talk like Jesus? Do we act like Jesus? Are we compelling men, women, and boys and girls to come to Christ? Because there's no life. You're already dead in your mess if you have not received Jesus as Lord and Savior. It's time to call on Jesus. It's time to develop that intimate relationship with him. As you study the word, as you read the word, as you seek his faith, then your mind will be transformed and be changed to the mind of Christ. Because we need the mind of Christ to think on those things that are above and not on this earth. The Bible says, set your affection on things above. Keep our minds focused on Jesus. Yes, there's a lot of pain, a lot of hurt. Families being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But as we seek him, see, it is up to the leaders, because the church, the people will hear what the pastor is saying. That's why God said, "I want you to feed my sheep sound doctrine, because I preach the church with my blood." The church, the sheep, does not belong to the apostle bishop. It belongs to Jesus. We are to feed sound doctrine to show them a more excellent way. We ought to not only preach the word, but live the word and live a life before them that they can see the God in us. Whenever we go out into the hidden highways, people should feel Jesus in us. They should know that we are different, that we should have an effect when we walk up. Like Paul, when he walked through, and Peter, that shadow, they should see Jesus in us and know that there is something different about us, that love, that compassion for one another. And see, right now, all the leaders, I'm talking about Mobile, they're not coming out. But the few of us, because you find the travel on this road every now and then, the few that are going out showing love, showing compassion, we must be about our Father's business. We cannot wait till that crowd comes, because most people are in out, it's just me, mine, and I. But we that have a heart for the people must go out, show love, do the thing, serve, because Jesus said, "I came to serve." We must serve just like Jesus, being compassionate, concerned, lifting up, encouraging to go to school, because God created us in his image for greatness. He didn't create nothing. He created us for greatness. He has an expected end for us. So we got to seek him, seek his faith, turn our whole heart, soul, mind, and body to Jesus, surrender our whole being. And it's time to run after the Jesus, not things. This world is coming to an end fast. Destruction. We're in Matthew 24. Set your affection on things above. Seek the face of God. Live a life that's pleasing to God. Tell people every day, show love. Get the kind words, hugging somebody. You don't know what people are going through, but we got to be that light. We got to show that love, let them know that Jesus is alive forevermore, that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, that we can call on him 24 hours of the day. He'll answer while we get praying. But we got to have a pure heart, a made-up mind to seek him with our whole heart, soul, mind, and body. Loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and body, and loving thy neighbor as thyself. That's our duty. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Minister Yasher.
Praise him. Praise him.
Amen.
Okay, y'all. Well, I agree with most, if not all, things that was just said previously to us. And so we have an opportunity, but we need to take our opportunity and use that opportunity to the best of our ability to help the people around us and to show forth our life to be a good example for our Father in heaven to be pleased that when he see you. So with that being said, we need to run toward loving each other like they're saying. Because the love of many has fallen and waxed cold. And the power that was in the churches, the government, and every other organization of power has done its darndest to take that power away. So now his spirit is able to allow you to move a mountain from one place to another. It's time for us to stop all the talk and complain and get deeper into him and let him work through us, which is what he's saying to me. You know, I can do something in this change. How can I affect somebody tomorrow? How can I show some light to somebody else tomorrow to get them to understand that there is another power in operation that they can tap into also and change their life? As far as these governments and all these things that's happening, it's already been predetermined in the word. If you want to know what's going to happen to America's government, it's written in the book that they took out the Bible called the Book of Enoch, the Book of Esdras. First and second Esdras talks about the eagle and what's going to happen to the eagle and how it gets broken down. That's America. Talks about baby London and how baby London will be destroyed. That's America. It's written in the word. Everything's in the word. So our only goal and focus is to get our life in path as perfect as we can to what he's telling us to do and show love to our neighbors next to us. And if we can just operate and focus on doing them things, we're going to create all the change that it is that we're looking for. So I'm just here to tell you I love you. And I want to give you word and scripture, but I want to be plain. I don't know who's going to hear the call today. I don't know what brother or sister may pick up the phone today. We saying we love you. We saying we're going to extend our love to you. And when you feel that love, now you come on in, and we got preachers and teachers and apostles that's going to teach you with the sincere milk of the word to let you know that there is something great out here for you and that this world's going to get eviler. But the Bible say, 1,000 shall fall at my side. I believe it. I don't care what you think. It may look get hard for all of them, but 10,000 shall fall at my right hand, but it's not going to come near me because I'm deeply devoted in what's written in this book. And not only do I believe it to be true, I know it to be true because I've been to Iraq. I've been to the city of Ur where Abraham was from. I know it. Can't nobody lie to me and tell me that this is a doctrine or belief or a system that I just believe in. I know this word to be true in my soul, in my life, in my walk. And I just want to show you through what the changes he's made in me, I'm going to show you through my love. Let me knock on the door today. Let all of us knock on the door of somebody today and say, hey, I love you. Not only Jesus love you. Hey, I love you. Let me give you this. Why you give me this? Because Yahshua, who we call Jesus, told me to give it to you. And this is what the love is what you're getting. And I'm going to live this Bible so that you see this Bible and not quote it to you only. Because I'm telling y'all, in this world, it's getting the love of many is waxing cold. What they really saying is the church, which is where the love come from, which is where the Most High coming from, is waxing cold, see. Yeah. You got all these sheeps that's misleading all these people, and now most of the people ain't believing in the church no more. So they don't want to hear that. They want to see the church come out of your life. Amen. They want to see it come from your soul.
That's right.
So today, tomorrow, I'm going to tell somebody I love them. Tomorrow, I'm going to open the door for somebody. Tomorrow, I'm going to help somebody. If I got $5 and they in a Dollar General line and they missing $2, I'm going to give it to them, say, I love you, man. Amen. Well, why you do that? Because it was written for me to love on you. And when I love on just the least of any of the kingdom of heaven or the king of the father's sons and daughters, he going to love and keep me. So I'm going to focus, and we need to make our focus the word plain and let it boil in our soul so much that it vibrates in every energy and access and accessibility and thing that we do in this life. And I'm just your brother, Yasha. I'm just a man trying to make it. I ain't perfect out here. I ain't. But every day I strive for excellence. I got a thorn in my side, too. But I'm moving toward it. Just because you got a problem don't mean you don't move toward being perfect. You get deeper in his will and his way. And he say the closer you get to him, he going to knock off the problems that you got that you can't handle. You draw closer to me, I draw closer to you. And the only thing near him is peace and righteousness. So we going to toward. We going to move toward that. And we're not going to Bible you. We're not going to beat you with Bible. We're going to live Bible and make you want to know why these things happen in positive in our life. And then we have that opportunity to love you and show you what way gave us the way for us to live the way we live. We thank you. I thank you. I love you. I appreciate all you all on the call to give me an opportunity to speak to you and that you feel some way to even hear me say something to you. So I thank you all. I pray the Most High bless and keep you, Apostle, and all of the ministers and all of the deacons and pastors below it. I pray that any soul who hears this call got something out of it. If you got a question, there's an information line that you can get with Pastor Rod, and he's able to answer any of those questions for you. Continue to listen to the show. You might hear something next show, or you might go back to the archives and hear something that'll bless you, because we really only hear the love on you. And if we have another cookout or a block party, you invited it, and it don't cost you nothing.
Amen.
If you want to learn
Amen.
About some information, we'll break down some information for you right then and there. So we love
That's
y'all.
Right.
I thank y'all. And I hope you all have a wonderful evening. I'm going to get ready for work, sir. I love you all. Shalom.
Love you, brother.
Shalom. May the Master Yahshua bless you.
God bless you, brother.
God
love
bless
you, brother. All right. Mr. Wright, you up next.
I'm so used to evangelist.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to make my...
I have to call you who you are. You got all them titles, you know. So we don't deal with titles, but I got to had to elevate
you. Just the first. Yeah. I could say about 20 years ago, I couldn't see myself. I couldn't imagine myself doing this right here.
Well, you better say that.
Doing now to telling listeners to come to Christ. 20 years ago, I was in a project, smoking, weed, drinking, living my life as I thought was to the fullest. And until life really hit me, and hit rock bottom and got hard. So I'm speaking to the ones out there to where life has hit you hard, where life, where you just sometimes just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm speaking to the listeners that's sick and tired of just being sick and tired. And I have found myself just talking. I thought it was to myself, but the Lord heard that repentant heart of mine, a sinner's cry. And I just was tired of the same old, same old. It was the same old thing, but just a different day. And as I got tired in my heart, God started sending labels in my pathway. So I admonish every listener today that's sick and tired of being sick and tired, tired of the same old thing for just a different day, I would give it to God. I would give it to Him. And you don't have to be in a building, you don't in a church building. If you just real with yourself in your heart, and you know in your heart you want to change, you want your situation to change, you want your life to change, your circumstances to change, I tell anybody even today, just keep it real with God. Give it to God. Give it to God, and He will send labels
yes.
in your pathway. He will
Lord,
send someone who's after His own heart in your pathway to lead and guide you. And then after, when God had saved me, I had a trust issue thing, because y'all know how it is coming from the streets. You don't trust everybody, you know. But God will even send you people that will help you heal in those areas of where you've been hurt, been misled, been mistreated, and all kind of things. God is a healer today, people. God is a healer. I can't stress that enough. He is real. As the world try to dapper Him down, like, you know, church is just church. No, church ain't just church. I done tried Him for myself. I know if He can save me, He can save you out there listening. And
Glory.
My brother already said, don't be afraid to call in. Call in, because time is winding down, and I promise you, we all seeing things going on around the world, not just here in Mobile, but around the world. It's off the chain. It's off the chain. It is going to get worse. You don't want to be left behind. You don't want to be left behind. Catch this plane here. That's Jesus Christ. I'm talking about capital G-O-D. That's the best game. That's the best. We the best family, the game, whatever you want to call it, to get with. Get with capital G-O-D. That's all
Lord
I got to say.
God or nothing. God or nothing, I tell you.
That's
Woo,
it.
Pastor Gant.
That's it.
Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. Repent.
Mm.
The kingdom of God is at hand.
Mm.
Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Mm.
Lord have mercy.
We got to realize that the day is short and that the time is getting short.
Mm.
The word of God says that our Lord is standing there and he said, harden not your heart.
Mm.
You know, he's asking you that he that believeth on me, he's telling you to come forward right now.
Mm. Mm.
To come forward right now. Because the time is short. Right now, we are in that position where we're coming out of the book of Acts, the 7th chapter, the 6th verse, and it says, and God spoke on this wise. This is Stephen speaking. And he said, and God spoke on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil 400 years. And the nation, look at here, y'all, and the nation to whom they shall be in bondage, I will judge, saith God.
Mm-hmm.
Church of a living God. We are living in this America today. America is about to be judged. And you, the people that he's talking about, is the nation of Israel. The reason why they brought you over here on slave ships, the reason why they took away your name, the reason why they took away your language is because of who you were. Because you are the children of the living God. You are the seed of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob. And that's the best kept secret in the world that they don't want you to know is who you are. And right now, that you are the descendants of God's children, black America, it's time for you to get right. Or if you do not get right, this Bible is bringing woe upon your children, woe upon your children's children, woe upon you. It's time for you to wake up, black America, and be the children of God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is not coming. The kingdom of God is here. It's at hand. That's what Jesus Christ came preaching. That's what John the Baptist came preaching. You ain't got to wait no more. The kingdom of God is right here.
It's right here.
Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Amen. Lord have mercy, preacher. Woo! Minister Jackson.
God be the Lord. You know, We're trusting, we're putting our trust, we're putting our faith, we're putting our lives in the hands of the wrong people. We trust in people that really don't have your best interests at heart. They just know how to, they got a gift of gab. They know how to talk a good talk. We're putting our trust in everybody but God himself. I'm going to show you true love. I'm going to show you who you can trust. I'm going to show you who you can call on morning, noon, and night. The word of God in John 3:16. I'm going to ask you a question first before I quote this scripture. Are you a whosoever? Are you a whosoever? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. This is love. This is real love. God did not spare even his own son because he loved us just that much. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And here's the question what I asked you earlier. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. My question to you again is, are you a whosoever? For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Are you a whosoever? He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. My question to you, are you a whosoever? Are you willing to put your trust, your faith, because we owe him our lives, in him who died on an old rugged cross for us, paying a debt that he did not owe, but we could not pay. He was obedient to his Father because he was the only one could come and shed his blood for the remission of sin. And yet we turn from him every day. Yet we allow people to talk against the word of God every day without saying no, 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 without correcting. No one is above reproach. No one is above being corrected. If you think you are above being corrected, then you are already condemned to hell. Because God's word will not come back to him void. God's word will not be compromised. God's word will not be added to. God's word will not be taken away from. But more than anything, God's word, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the living word of God. God's word will not change to fit our lifestyle. It's not going to change. The word is the word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. In order to get power, in order to get closer to Jesus, in order to get to do the things that God has called us to do, great signs and wonders, we got to allow that word to abide in us, and we have to abide in that word. For the word of God says, if you abide in my word and my word abide in you, anything you ask me in Jesus Christ's name, it shall be given unto you. But now here's the shout. You have to understand what that anything that you ask must be according to God's word, God's will, God's plan, and God's purpose for our lives. And how do we understand what God's will, purpose, and plan is for our life? We got to get the word. And above all things, while getting the word, we got to get understanding so that you won't be deceived. Even from the pulpit to the parking lot, you won't be deceived, because many false prophets have been sent into the world. And I'm not, like I used to, I told Pastor Rob, I'm not talking P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S. I'm talking P-R-O-F-I-T-S. People will tell you what you want to hear instead of what you need to know to make it in. You got to study to show thyself approved. You got to get in a Bible-based church. Like Pastor Gant said earlier, you got to repent. You got to give your life to who gave his life for you. In Jesus' name. Are you a whosoever? I'm done.
Amen. 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 So I appreciate that, because that's what I needed y'all to do. Come from your heart tonight, because just never know who's out there listening, who needs to be touched tonight out there, and who's going to give their life over to Christ. So in saying that, I'm not going to say anything else. Apostle, can you invite them in? Give the invitation, please.
Jesus. Come, just come. My Lord. Praise the Holy Name.
Apostle.
Oh, I'm sorry, to another apostle. Okay. Father God, we come boldly before your throne of mercy. Father, you say if we confess our faults, you'll just forgive all our sins and our unrighteousness. Father, we pray that someone would come to you tonight, Father, with their whole heart, soul, mind, and body, that they will recognize that you hung, bled, and died on yonder tree, that we may not only be saved, but be healed, sanctified, set free, and delivered, and prosper as our soul prosper. God, touch hearts and minds, Father. Let them know that their peace is in you, Jesus, their joy is in you, In the world, they have tribulation, but in you, they have peace, Father. And Father God, I thank you for picking me up out of that muck and miry clay, because in 1993, I got saved, Father. You delivered me, Father. And I'm praying that you would touch hearts and minds tonight, Father. Thank you, God, that once upon a time, I was a Laodicean, one foot in the world and one foot in the church. And God, you say, I made you sick. God, I ask you to touch hearts and minds. Let them know that it must be you and you alone, Father, that we must serve you with our whole heart, soul, mind, and body. Touch those hearts and minds tonight. Let them surrender their all to you, Father. Let them realize that you hung, bled, and died on yonder tree, that your Son gave his life, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Father, let them know that it's all about you, Father. Everything they need is in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to seek your face and say, here I am, Lord. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Let the Holy Spirit take control of my mind, my thoughts. Come into me and take control of my life. Bless every listener, Father. We give you the praise and honor, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Daddy, I'm a servant trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. You can save, Father. You call the lost. You died for the lost. And God, we're calling in the sheep tonight to come to Jesus with our whole heart, soul, mind, and body. Your will be done in them and through us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. We thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I don't know if we have any callers that would like to say anything. The line is open for you right now. Do we have any callers that would like to speak? You can speak right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen. We did have some callers on the line tonight, so they were listening. So we thank God for that. So that was a blessing. They didn't want to speak, but we did have some callers on the line tonight, y'all. So that was a blessing. Amen. So, everyone, we had a blessed night tonight. God bless you all. Thanks for calling in.
Amen.
Have a blessed night. And love
Amen.
You all. We send our love to the world out there tonight. May God be with you all. And we send our love to you all out there tonight, all over the world.
Amen.
We spread our arms out in love to you.
Yes,
in
sir.
Love.
Yeah.
We love you. And God bless you all.
Yes,
good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Love y'all. Thank you.
Want to get involved? Got comments or suggestions? Let us know right here at YET Radio. Email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Call us at 858-357-9137. Or write us at YET, Post Office Box 361-308, Decatur, Georgia 30036.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.